guys. Welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts,
Kirk Smith.
And this is my co-host, Graham K. I thought you were going to say the names. I was going to say the setups. Dang it. We're doing it in person, guys, so we're trying to use nonverbal cues. It worked pretty good. You missed just again. This is your comedian's guide to autism. I have a...
I'm a partner. I'm not a helpful partner.
No.
I'm just trying to trip you up.
You're like a frenemy. You're like an L.A. friend.
Yeah.
Friends like these, who needs enemies? I have a severely autistic son who's 20, and Graham has a less severe brother named Peter.
We're going to hear from him on the telephone.
Ooh,
coming up.
Baby.
He hasn't been on the pod in a while.
It's been a minute.
In the last podcast, we talked about, we were like, has he heard or seen me on TV? And we're about to find out. It's exciting.
He's a very famous brother. We want to know how he feels about it.
Yeah. He's big in the biz.
Business.
Anyway, we call him up.
Give him the old ring ding.
Give him ring ding. How are you doing, man?
I'm okay.
Same old.
It's good to see you in person. Man, this is so much easier in person.
Yeah.
It's going to save me a lot of editing issues, and I don't have to download the thing and then load it.
God,
and
you complain a lot.
You asked me how I was.
Complains.
So I was saying how glad I am that we're doing it in person.
Well, I'm happy. Happy for you. I'm happy you're going to have less editing to do.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're.
Do you think it's easier in person? Come on.
Of course it's easier in person. But the new system we have of having it on Skype, as well as sending the file over, so the audio quality is good. But the Skype helps, so I can see you rubbing your forehead.
Haven't rubbed it much today. I've thought about it.
As I said it, you were rubbing your
scratching.
Forehead.
Scratching. I was scratching. That's okay. The difference. I was scratching. Yeah. I didn't do one of these. This is the... Oh, Lord, help me. What's
You'll be like... Your voice will be like, hey, great to be here. Autistic podcast.
Guys,
and I look at the Skype image of you, and you're just rubbing your forehead. Like, it does not match your voice. It's acting.
It's the best. I'm doing my best to put on a friendly face.
Going through something. But you seem
something.
Like you're in good spirits. You're in good health.
Man, I'm doing great.
You look like you're in great shape.
I'm maybe 205. This is for me. This isn't terrible. What am I? 45 years old. So,
pretty good.
This is as good as I did 100 pull-ups yesterday.
100.
I'm back on the pull-ups. I got a machine in my house. A bar in my house.
A bar. You don't need a machine. I'm gonna go to the gym after this in the hotel.
Boom.
I've got one leg. I'm in a cast on one leg.
Still do pull-ups.
Basketball injury. I'm going to do pull-ups. I'm going to do knee push-ups. And I'm going to do arm curls. And
curls for the girls.
Yep. And I'm going to do...
What if you did push-ups on one foot? Ooh.
It'll hurt still.
Your off foot will hurt?
I think so. I'm going to try. Maybe I'll try. But scary. If I fall...
Right. Don't do anything.
I'll break my leg. You know,
you're...
Yeah,
you're Mr. Glass over here. No,
I'm not gonna.
Don't,
I'm not
don't
gonna
take any chances.
No,
just
no,
do
no.
a couple pull-ups.
I'll do pull-ups. I'll do knee push-ups and arm curls.
Be great. Do a couple sit-ups. Little side sit-ups.
I can do sit-ups.
You can definitely do sit-ups.
That's four exercises. That's a full workout.
You could do some military press where you like sit up, you know. And I don't know why I'm acting it out for a podcast.
Certainly
but,
are. Strange.
Lifting things over your head.
I just realized that the Raptors play in 25 minutes.
Oh, we'll be done by then.
I'm not working out.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just play the game while you're working out? Perfect. It'll get you jazzed up. They surely have a TV in the gym.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Get looking handsome for that TV spot. Guys, this is Comedian's Guide to Autism, but Graham is going to be on the old boob tube.
The boob tube.
This
People
week,
still watch
week?
The boob tube.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't know the dates yet, but I'll for sure let you guys know. But I'm that's why I'm in LA. That's why we are talking in person. And that's why I'm in a Marriott hotel with my friend Kirk right now.
In a room that looks like it has a full wall of windows and has a window that is
We've talked about it. But the best part is the front desk. They just see you check in, you know. Park your car, come in here for a couple hours, then you leave. Weird guest.
Wow. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. He's got his own little overnight bag, too.
Yeah, you do. You come with your little overnight bag.
It's full of mic equipment.
Mail toot stuff.
It does. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this a clean podcast? I'm going to have to mail escort? What are we allowed to
mail
say?
Mail escort.
Escort.
Anyway, It's everything's above board, and it's just sound equipment, and we're just nothing. Nothing wrong with that, obviously.
I wonder if they'll validate my parking.
And no, they won't. I have to pay for it, but that's okay.
I'm gonna try to hornswoggle. I'm going to try to ask
for what
parking validation.
Why? What
if they're like, buy a sandwich, we'll give you free parking? Then I'd rather buy a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, $10 sandwich, $20 in parking.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's a racket out here. Racket. $4 for...
Dude, if you do that, I'll eat a sandwich with you.
You're totally distracted now.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Autism. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should we play this interview?
Let's play the interview with my bro. Let's find out if he loves watching me on TV. And we're just going to get right into it. We got my brother on the line, Peter Kay. How's it going, Peter?
I'm great.
Well, it's great to have you back on the podcast. It's been a long time since we've had you on. And last episode of our podcast, Kirk and I were talking about you, and we were discussing that you have never... Have you ever seen me on TV doing comedy?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I once did.
Well, I did something on TV, and I sent you the link on under messages. Remember when I showed you the messages once, and there was a picture of me with a monkey?
Yeah.
Do you want to try that again, and then but click on the link?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Okay. I understand. Maybe another time then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your week going, Pete?
What was that?
How's your week going, buddy?
Yeah, how's your week?
I'm fine. Well, when it was Monday, April 15th of this week, well, yesterday, Dad took me to see the lady, Dr. Vanna Brodesko, at General Hospital, so I got some x-rays done, and then Dr. Brodesko saw them.
Oh, that's right. So you had your final x-rays about your shoulder to double-check that everything is healed perfectly. Because you fell a long time ago and hurt your shoulder. Now what happened with the x-ray?
Well, it was back on October 13, 2018.
That's right. And now your shoulder's perfectly back together again?
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't think I feel the pain, but I guess I just feel it less and less.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. And you said you had someone visit your apartment recently today, a lady? You were telling me off air?
Her name's Erin Bertrand.
Well, okay. Well, you don't have to say her full name, but that's okay. And so she, what does she do? What did you guys talk to? What does she help you with? You don't have to tell me everything. It's your secret. It's your privacy. It's your business. But you can tell her what she helps you with.
Well, I guess she just helps out with making sure I can probably find somebody else to spend some time with. And that's nice. But I guess I can't always find somebody to spend some time with because people might get very busy.
Oh, so she is, does she work with Live, Work, Play, or is she a psychologist?
Maybe something like a little psychologist or something.
Okay, so she was telling you that you need to hang out with more people, is what she was telling you.
Well, we discussed I could, but it might be a little hard to find some other people to spend some time with, because some people are very busy, wouldn't have time.
I understand. You have, it's hard for any adult to make new friends and find new friends to hang out with, and I think it's harder for you because you have a little bit of a disability, and people are busy.
Well, I don't want to bug them if they were busy.
I understand. But have you seen my friend Mike or my friend Andrew lately?
Well, I've been able to email Mike a lot.
That's good. Mike's good for that. These are my buddies from high school that hang out with Peter and take care of him. Well, so what are you doing? What are you going to do? You have anything exciting the rest of the week to do or anything you're looking forward to?
Well, for tomorrow and Thursday, I just need to work at St. Anthony's Banquet Hall for the next 3 indoor hours. So I can work from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. or work from 9 a.m. till the noon hour.
So you're going to be busy. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah. Pete.
Well, I'm going to email. Are you near your email?
What was that?
Are you near your email?
No, I just turned off my computer.
Oh, okay, never mind. One day I'll show you my TV set. Do you think it's cool that I was on TV?
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, Peter, I appreciate you spending the time. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Well, I know I shouldn't remain alone, but sometimes I might need to remain alone, but sometimes it's hard to find people to spend some time with, but sometimes it's nice to be alone.
It is nice to be alone sometimes. Are you lonely?
No, no. I was with Aaron. I didn't feel lonely.
That's good. That's good. Okay. How do you feel? Do you feel okay? Do you feel, are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy. I guess I showed Aaron my storage room, my apartment storage room, and I showed her my bedroom toy collection.
That's cool. You have a great collection.
But look, I told her it's okay to play with toys when you're an adult, but just don't play too rough. That's all.
For sure. And are you exercising still?
If you don't... Yeah, I did exercise on the weekend.
That's good. Good for you, Peter.
And I did more of my pro physio exercises, too.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy. Good for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, do you have any questions for me or Kirk?
I'm not sure, but I hope you two are doing okay.
We're doing okay, Kirk.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad your shoulder's healing up okay.
Yes, and I just don't want a girlfriend because it's too much work. I can't ask a girl on a date because it's too hard. If I tried my best, I think she might give too many answers like, I'm not sure if I want to go out with you, and that's kind of annoying.
Well, you can't be scared. You still should ask if you think a girl's pretty and you meet her at Live Work Play or something, you know, then
yeah, I think rejection's hard, but it's worth it. The flip side is when it works, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. When she says
but
yes,
she said I don't know if I want. What?
When she says yes, it makes all the no's worth it.
But if she said I don't know, maybe it's not her fault. Like, it's a little hard to have.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
No, it's nobody's fault, but that doesn't mean you can't ask somebody else later.
Yeah. I know, it's tough. Are you going to go to do the Live Work Play dinner this weekend? The activity?
Well, there's no activity for this Friday because it's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Are you excited for Easter?
Yeah, and we're seeing family Saturday.
Okay. Good, Pete. All right. Well, good talking to you, buddy. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for
good
being on this.
Good talking to you, Pete. Have a great week, buddy.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I think that was a strong no.
That was a strong no. The bro keeps me humble. The bro teaches me a lot about being humble. Having a sibling with autism keeps your head from being big. So does always having broken bones. But combined, I'm a pretty humble guy. And I think this leads perfectly into our article.
Oh, article in the news.
In the news.
Cue the music, maestro.
This is in the Epoch Times. Am I saying that properly?
No idea. Never
no
heard of
idea.
It.
We're dumb. But the Epoch Times. And the title, I'll let you read it as always because you're so
read the
good
title,
at it.
Buddy.
The title is Woman on.
First word you did correctly. What's
buckled.
Next?
Just stumbled out of the gate. Woman on having three autistic brothers. Taught me everything I know to be true about life. Hey. Taught me everything I know to be true about life, too.
Three would be a lot. Here we go. Quote, I know you've heard about autism.
How about I make fun of you?
And then you say woman. Stop.
Woman.
Sound like you were a man from the 1800s ordering a sandwich from your wife in the kitchen.
Woman. Rub my feet.
Okay, here we go. Not the broken one, the other one. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Foot.
I know you've heard about autism. I know you may think you know what it means, writes author Mandy Farmer in a touching book from Motherhood. Quote, autism can mean brilliant, but it can also mean challenged. We fear the unknown and perceived disability can spark judgment. Sorry. We fear the unknown and perceived disability can spark judgmental responses from the best of us. Nobody knows this better than Ali Carboni of Long Island, New York. It's New York. It's got to be Carboni.
Mm-hmm.
Carboni has three brothers, all of them who have autism. Carbone shared her story on Love What Matters. But far from feeling like a victim of circumstance, she feels that her brothers have gifted her with a distinct advantage in life. Carbone cites three dates as having changed her life. 1994, 1999, and 2001, respectively, the years that our three brothers were born. 10 years ago, I'd have had to explain to people what autism was when they met Michael, Anthony, and Luke. Michael, Anthony, you think these guys are Italian? Michael Carbone and Anthony Carbone. Today, it's likely that you've known, loved, or lived with a child or an adult who has autism. An exponential desire for people to share their experiences of having lived with a developmental or cognitively disordered means that we're all learning to be more compassionate.
Yeah, like me.
But the spectrum is
wide. I hang out with you all the time.
That's true.
I don't get too frustrated.
No, I think it's part of your ministry is to hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And point out that I complain too much. Be more positive, Kirk. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
You're doing great. You're working a lot.
I am working on it, yeah.
When I met you, you were...
younger.
You were younger. You were a house painter.
I did paint houses on summer. I painted a house.
You were going to be a real estate agent.
Tried that. That was not for me.
Nope. You were going to drive Uber.
I tried that. That was, listen, you have to do what you have to do to survive. Lyft. I did Lyft for a minute. Yeah, before college.
You still had a daughter living in the house. You had a lot going on.
I did a lot of money issues. Yeah, I needed a lot of dough.
But now you're just full-time comedy traveling all the time, baby.
That's it.
You're killing it.
I leave tomorrow.
I think you've lost like 5 to 10 pounds.
Maybe. A lot of pull-ups now.
Yeah.
You get that divorced dad bod. Not technically divorced, but you get that bod, that sad body.
Yeah, sad.
That's sad dad body.
Yeah, you get like sad dad body.
Working out hard. You got that anger. You got that fuel, baby. Should we go back to autism?
Sure.
But the spectrum is wide. Carboni continues, and no two autistic people are alike. My brother's symptoms are all different and exhibit varying degrees of severity. My oldest brother is nonverbal, blind, and epileptic. Carboni shares, my middle brother is verbal, social, and suffers from extreme OCD. That could be you. My youngest is mildly verbal and hyperactive. I shouldn't have said that. I'll cut them out. My youngest doesn't understand any emotions besides pain and lust. That's me. It doesn't say that. I'm just joking. As such, their personalities differ hugely, too. Michael loves Disney. Anthony quite literally thinks he's Michael Jackson. And Luke is mischievous. Carboni knows all too well that the spectacle of her brothers in public, lacking inhibition, is just a curious sight. And she has gentle advice for all of us. Quote, do your best to be kind. If you see a kid flapping their arms, Carboni gestures, don't laugh. If you see an adult having a meltdown, don't stare. If they go in for a hug or a high five, don't shy away. A smile from a stranger can quite literally change your day. Carboni didn't realize that her brothers were different straight away. Michael, Anthony, and Luke were often written off as naughty in their early years, and their symptoms were hard to distinguish from the rowdy tendencies of squabbling toddlers. It wasn't until I was in elementary school and aware of my surroundings, Carbone writes, going on play dates and seeing how my friends and their siblings interacted, that I began to realize. For some reason, I always felt like having the boys and this thing in our house gave me some kind of advantage in life. The protective sister quickly learned to exercise compassion with her brothers, and that same compassion easily spread to others. To other areas of her life. I remember feeling like there's a bigger meaning or purpose to life, she shares. Carbone also shared a story on Facebook in recognition of World Autism Day. Her post garnered immediate responses and an outpouring of support from other people affected by the condition in various ways. One father shared a touching message. As the father of three daughters with autism, he began, I can completely relate to your situation. It takes special people to be parents of children with autism. God bless you. I have a grandson who's autistic, wrote another. I'm going to jump forward a little bit. My brothers and autism have taught me everything I know to be true about life, Carboni says, real life. There's always space for more compassion, and Carboni thanks her extraordinary family for nurturing hers. That's it. What do you think, bud?
Well, I can just relate, and that's why I chose that article. That's all. You know, I think it's Peter's helped me more. Well, I've said this a million times on the podcast. I think Peter's helped me more than anybody else. You know, I broke my foot, and people constantly are and it's a really inopportune time to break my foot. It really, really is. I'm sort of a bigger opportunity, and it could be really a frustrating situation. And time and time again, people have come up to me and like, you're handling it really well. I'm impressed. You know, you seem like you're okay. And I really, if I have to trace it down, I think it's all because I grew up with Peter, and it just teaches you...
Other things are more important.
Other things are more important. It's not that big of a deal. Really. It's just not that big. I'll be fine in 4 weeks. I don't... It's fine. I have crutches. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's not... I don't know. I mean, I care, but it's not that... It just made me tough.
I think also it makes you... And I don't want to speak for you, but I think... It makes you release some of the things that are outside of your control. Like once your foot's broke, it's broke. You can't getting upset about it, it's not gonna you know.
Exactly.
You accept your brother as he is, so the fact that he's
acceptance. It's out of my control.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's sort of how I feel.
Yeah. The fact that he's this or he's missing this or he can't do this, like
I don't understand. What am I supposed to just be pissed off?
Exactly.
For what I can't do anything. I mean, at least I can do sit ups and weird knee push ups and
watch what you eat. Yeah, for sure.
Watch what I eat. I've been going to the diner too much. I've had diner breakfast 4 days in a row.
Ooh, baby. You're lucky you got a big frame.
Yeah.
Big fella.
But I've been eating okay.
Good.
You know.
Yeah, I hate to say this because I would prefer a life. Honestly, let's be honest. So my kind of personality, I'd prefer a simpler life with less pain and to hear my son say the words, I love you, and for him to... be now in his junior year of college and talking about meeting girls or sports, you know, like he'd be a great running back. He's got that caboose and those legs, man. If you could get him low to the ball, he could really run that ball down their throat. Anyway.
You don't want to be a football player. Bad for his brain.
That's true. Maybe rugby. But it's made me for sure a better person, for sure, which is hard for me to say. But, yeah, for sure makes you a better person, more compassionate, more understanding, and – less, is anal a good way of saying it?
You look like you look like a handsome bad guy from an 80s movie. You'd be such a jerk.
I do. I used to have a joke where I do look like my dad owned a boat.
Yeah.
You know, that I was like, do you know who my father is? He's a senator.
Do you look like the classic, but my dad owns this ski hill. You'll never win the competition, nerd.
Was it last? In Australia, this guy came up to me and was like, I thought you were just going to talk about dating women how much success you have. But you have an actual
every
heart.
Every great comedy show is like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so successful with women. What a great premise for a joke.
Yeah, people that don't know comedy, you know how it is.
Anyway, did we do another episode?
This is it, guys.
Patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic. Donate. So we can afford healthcare, afford trips to see your son.
We do not have a giveaway this week, but we still appreciate your reviews
on
iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes, yes. Write a review.
5 stars. You can write in the comments, poor Graham's foot. I'm thinking about him.
Yeah.
How is such a handsome man have such a soft bone structure? Or whatever you want to put in there. As long as it's a good review, we'd love it. Oh, man. Graham's, if you can see Graham, the face Graham's making now.
Don't talk to me. Get out of my, get out of my Marriott hotel room.
That's bigger than my actual apartment.
Is it?
It's
close.
Guys, follow me on Instagram, Kirk Smith Comedy, on all your social media stuff. We appreciate it, guys.
At Instagram, KINSTA. Graham like the cracker, K like the jeweler. Insta, Graham K on Instagram and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And you can follow me on Facebook, guys, posting them vids, posting more videos of my comedy, getting out there. I'm being more responsible. Okay, thanks very much for listening. Love you very much. Bye-bye. Go Raptors.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.